Hello. Welcome to... Oh! Hey! I'm surprised to see my shop's first arrangement back so soon. Not that I was keeping track or anything like that. By the way, did they like the flowers? Well, they love them. Oh, that's a relief. The baby liked the teddy bear? Oh. Well, I'm glad the baby was happy about the gift. I was a little worried. That order being the first official one for the shop, but now I can rest easy knowing it was a success. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to chat so much. How can I help you today? Oh, I see. You have a friend that's not doing too well. Mind if I ask why? Oh, a bad breakup. Oh no, that's rough. So you want to cheer them up with a flower arrangement? Sorry, that's just very thoughtful of you. They're lucky to have a friend like you. And luckily for your friend, I have the perfect arrangement in mind. I just need to check your budget. Yeah? Oh, that'll be more than enough for what I have planned. Don't worry. Excellent timing, too. I just got some beautiful mums in. I didn't mean to imply that this is a good time for your friend to be feeling down. Not that there's ever a good time for that sort of thing. Sorry. I'll just start on the order. Mums? Well, it's a nickname for chrysanthemums. They've been known to symbolize hope, joy, and cherished friendship. And these lavender mums also say, wish to get well. All the things that your friend needs right now. Plus, these fun blossoms are long-lasting, low-maintenance, and, good news for you, affordable. Now, I'm thinking instead of a vase, we can use this... this white bamboo basket. It's lined in cellophane, so your friend won't have to worry about any leaks. Is this okay? Great. I'll just trim these beauties to fit. Oh, yes. These are both mums, just different types. These multiple small daisy-like blooms are lavender daisy spray mums. You can tell by the light green yellow centers. While these lavender cushion spray mums are similar to other mums, they have a lighter hue with no contrasting center. All flowers have different types, just like animals have different subspecies. All right, that looks good. Now, I'll add some lavender asters. These represent afterthought, or the wish that things happen differently. Fitting for this arrangement. Fun fact, the name came from the Greek word for star, to describe the star-shaped flower head. And this flower has enjoyed a rich history, filled with legends of gods and goddesses. Quite the magical flower, right? I'd say these two types of asters will do. The two different tones of purple will go very nicely with the whole piece. I really hope this arrangement brings at least a little joy to your friend during this time. A breakup can be hard enough, but adding drama, ugh. That makes it all the worse. Me? Have I had a... Well, yeah. I've had a bad breakup. Who hasn't? No, don't be sorry, really. I've come to realize that it wasn't really a healthy relationship to begin with. But thanks to the help of my friends, I'm much happier now. And, I'm sure once the chaos dies down, your friend will be happier too. Especially with your help. Like any good friend would do. Now, let's move on to a happier topic. Roses. Well, yes, red roses do stand for romantic love, but we will be using these pale pink roses for our needs. The color and even the tone of the color can change the meaning of the rose. For instance, a hot pink rose conveys gratitude, appreciation, and basically it's just a great way to say thank you. While these pale pink roses convey grace, gentleness, joy, and happiness. A perfect message to throw into this arrangement. That's right. Just another lesson in Floriography 101. You know, I'm not very good with talking. At least with new people. I think that's why I like the language of flowers. Each one has their own special meaning and can be heard without making a sound. They were able to say things for me when I physically couldn't. Well, that bad breakup I was talking about earlier. My partner at the time didn't really like it when I talked about flowers. Actually, they didn't really like it when I talked about anything. They would just want me to agree with everything they said and be happy about it. And I tried. I really did. I was so scared of being alone that I forced myself to be what they wanted me to be. And then, finally, my friends took notice when my mock-up arrangements were unconsciously sending out cries for help. And they did. Help me, I mean. They reminded me that I would never be alone. They love the floral nerd that I am, so while it was messy, I don't regret moving on, and now I can live a much happier life. Oh, no. Really, there's nothing to be sorry about. I shouldn't have brought up such a heavy topic, especially with a repeat customer. I'm sorry. That's not very professional of me. Wait. What? What did you say? You want to be friends? With me? Really? Well, it's just we only met once before, and are you sure? Okay. Then, as your new friend, I have some advice. When you give this arrangement to your friend, remind them that they're not alone during this time. Tell them that they have people who love and care about their well-being. And even if deep down they know that, it doesn't hurt to remind them every once in a while. Yeah. Now, let's finish up this arrangement, shall we? This? This is floral foam. I had some soaking earlier just in case I had a more complex arrangement. It, absorbs water, for the flowers, and it helps keep them in place, too. Ooh, does your friend like tea? They do? Good. Oh, no reason. Okay, I'm almost finished. Just have to add some greenery for some filler. Actually, let me just move this one and then just add some lavender bows. And yes. Yep. Perfect. What do you think? Great. Now, I just need to grab one more thing. Oh, where did I put it? Here. This. I have this special blend of chamomile tea. But I didn't realize I had two boxes left from my last visit to the tea shop. It's well known as a stress-soothing tea, and I think your friend may need this more than me. Of course. What are friends for, right? Now I just need to ring you up. No. I will accept nothing but the price we agreed on. As a friend, I have to advise you to watch your finances better. Okay. Thank you. What? If I won't take your money, then take your invitation. What? You really want to hang out with me? Really? Sure. This weekend? I'll have to check my schedule. Sorry. What are you doing? What? Oh, don't you already have one of my cards? Oh, you're writing your number down. Right. Call you when I'm free to hang out? Okay. I will. And I hope your friend feels better soon. Have a good day. Would you look at that? I made a new friend.